Hi, I'm at the Overt booth and I'm talking to
Yaniv.
Hi, and what is your relationship with the Overt project?
I'm an Overt community member. I'm part of the development team. I also develop Overt as part of my work at Red Hat.
Okay, very good. And what is Overt?
So Overt is a complete data center virtualization management system. You manage your host, you manage your virtual machine and all the infrastructure around it. Essentially, it gives you an infrastructure as a service complete solution.
Okay, and how is that? Is that using OpenStack at all? Or?
No, it's actually partially overlapping OpenStack, but OpenStack is more towards cloud and we are more towards data center virtualization.
Okay.
So yeah, we both use KVM, we both use Leveret, but the use cases are a bit different.
Okay, and what's the difference?
So for example, in OpenStack, virtual machines can come and go. There are less more of a pets, kind of, where you actually nurture them, you take care of them, they live longer and so on. You care less about those things. In data center virtualization, yes, you do. In OpenStack, you wouldn't necessarily over-provision because really, cost is an issue that rolls out to the customer. In data center virtualization, it's your cost, so you will over-provision. You will optimize the hell out of your data center.
Okay, so this is for your own data centers as opposed to running something in the cloud?
Mostly, yes.
Okay, and do you have a lot of interest from people running this?
Yes, of course. So we meet a lot of our users year after year here in the conference. We hear a lot of people that actually heard about it but haven't tried it. We hear a lot about people who are using VMware and are looking for an alternative. And Overt is a great alternative in two ways. First of all, it provides very, very similar functionality, but also it enables a migration path. So you can actually import your virtual machines from VMware to Overt, try it out, see how it works for you, while keeping your VM in the VMware environment. So these are the two main characters of users that we see here.
So it would be more a VMware replacement, a VMware Studio replacement, than for something like Amazon Web Services, I'm guessing.
Yes, it's going to be a VMware replacement. It's going to be a replacement for people who actually run already VMs using KVM Leveret, but doing it themselves. Now, it's okay if you do it for one server, for two servers, but it really doesn't scale up.
Okay. What sort of things can I get now as a customer of that? Do I get snapshots, backups?
Everything you can think of. We have hundreds of features. All the top features that are critical for virtual machine management are there. If, of course, running them in sophisticated way with kind of scheduling, live migration, live snapshots, live hot add of disk, hot add of CPU, of memory, of network card, anything that you can think of, really, including a very extensive ecosystem. So everything you can do from the user interface, you can do from the REST API, you can do from a Python SDK, a Java SDK, a Ruby SDK, and Ansible, which was just released, actually.
That's funny you should mention that. I may be interested in that on a professional level later on. How would you recommend running, say, a cluster of databases to keep high availability of databases? Is that something that you can solve with this?
Yes, of course. So we have support for high availability of a virtual machine. We actually, in the very latest release, which we just released 2 days ago, we introduced a new highly available architecture for virtual machines. You can easily do that. We have great integration with Gluster, actually. You can actually run hyper-converged scenario, so your compute and storage host are essentially the same.
Okay, very, very good. And Gluster is the distributed file system, which I still need to do an interview on. But
right, that's
good. It might even come before this, you never know.
Right.
The magic of podcasting. This is a Red Hat company, and is this... Am I required to go to Red Hat to get contracts for this, or can I just download the source code and compile it myself?
No. Overt is a community project. It's on overt.org. Yeah, we have a very vibrant users community that are contributing, especially to the ecosystem. We have a contribution, for example, for a Vagrant provider. We have someone who wrote a CLI around it. We have someone who wrote a monitoring agent solution around it. We have quite big community involvement in this. If you want to buy a product, yes, Red Hat Virtualization is the downstream product for Overt. And of course, we're heavily involved in Overt development.
So it's going to be in Overt before it's going to be in the Red Hat version?
Yes.
Okay, definitely. Cool stuff. So anything new that's come up this year and that you've been working on? What have you been working on this year?
Well, of course, since we just released a new release 2 days ago, especially for FOSDEM, our milestone was exactly to meet the FOSDEM time frame. We're very excited about this release. It's a 4.1, so it's the first stable release that we've done after the big 4.0. It still contains lots of features. I'm very excited of many of them. We've contributed the overt Ansible modules to Ansible 2.2 and 2.3, actually. We have a discard support and storage, which is a boom for storage efficiency and utilization. We have moved to QCow 2 version 3, which enables high performance. We've improved the scalability of the database and so on and so on. So lots of needs and pieces everywhere that can help you improve the user experience, and the dashboard that we introduced in 4.0 now loads much faster in 4.1, and we're still continuing to fix Mux bugs, improve stabilization, improve scalability, and add more features.
So what's coming up next year then? I've never satisfied me. What's the plans?
Well, for example, we're using the Patternfly open source design patterns. We are now upgrading to a newer version, so the UI will look even better. We have a new user portal that's coming up. We have integration with the Open Virtual Network, which is a software-defined network solution on top of OVS. So that's coming up. It's already in tech preview. It will move to production. And there's plenty more to see.
Excellent stuff. Anything else that you want to tell us before we go?
No, as always, very happy to hear. Very happy to hear the different workloads and different kinds of setups that we see from our user and community. I'm always looking for positive feedback on the product. Always looking for what can we improve, where can we improve, and I'm very happy with the community of giving us this feedback.
Oh, they'll give feedback here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and good luck with the rest of the show.
Thank you.